This was actually kind of all predicted for me by a face reader that I met on the streets of Vienna. I can't even believe this actually happened to me, truthfully, but some things in life that we could not even imagine could happen do happen. Welcome to season 3 of Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And this season, we are getting a lot more serious, guys. We are bringing in so many amazing guests, brand founders, creators, internet personalities that are really pushing forward, breaking down those beauty standards and getting deep on the secrets of the beauty industry, how things work behind the scenes, my solo episodes with the ultimate confidence building tips, and how I turn some of my biggest insecurities into my biggest superpowers. I'm so excited to be here for season 3 of Loud Talk, and we're starting off the season with a crazy episode, the craziest story time I think I've ever had in my life experience, because to preface, I basically had a face reader predict my future, and I'm literally living out the scenario he predicted for me right now. I'm sitting in it right now, so I have to get into the story with you guys. So without further ado, let's get loud. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today, I am not in my regular podcast studio. I'm actually currently in Miami with L'Oreal Paris, if you're watching the video version on YouTube, which you totally should be. And guys, I have to get into the whole story of why I'm even in Miami, how I got to Miami, everything like that, because it's actually kind of crazy. And the story leading up to this is also really insane, because this was actually kind of all predicted for me by a face reader that I met on the streets of Vienna. That was a lot, and I need to debrief all that, because you're probably like, Lavinia, what the heck are you talking about? So this is the start of episode 1. First of all, happy season 3 of Loud Talk with Lavi. I am so excited to be launching this season. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it like in a new space like this. I wasn't going to film a podcast episode here because I don't even have like my actual mic. But I'm like, you know what? I feel like this story used to be told here. We have this cute little setup. It's kind of giving like podcast studio, right? So I was like, let's just tell the full story to you guys right here, right now. So basically, let me start from the beginning. For those of you who don't know, I've been living abroad in Vienna for the past year, kind of on and off. So I've been there most of the year, but I have come back to Canada to visit for my graduation also. So in June, I went back home for my graduation, and I also ended up doing a lot of work while I was home, a lot of recording, like pre-recording for season 3 of the podcast and stuff. And I actually had one of my mutuals from social media on my podcast. You guys might know her, Izzy. I'm doing the episode with her, will be coming out very soon. And I can't remember if it was in the episode or right after, but we were just getting on so well in the interview. We'd never met in person, but we literally just went back and forth talking the whole podcast. It felt so organic, and that was just really nice. It's really great when you like connect with other creators in the industry, or like anyone, right? When you meet someone new and you just click right away, it's the best feeling. And that's exactly what happened with me and her. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we've never met. Like, I can't wait till the day we meet. And she literally said, I'm manifesting we meet on a brand trip. Okay, literally said this. She said this in June. I'm actually curious what day we recorded. I think it was like the start of June / end of May. Let me take a look at my camera roll. This is how I remember everything, guys. Like, I don't know about you, but I cannot remember like dates of stuff really, but I will know when I took it in my camera roll, and I can find it pretty easily. Okay, I found it. It was on May 21st. So about 2 months ago, we had this podcast episode together, and she literally said, and I literally was talking to her about this the other day, is she said, I'm manifesting we meet on a brand trip. And lo and behold, I'm on this brand trip with L'Oreal right now. And Izzy's also here. We had the best day yesterday, met and hung out and all of that. So that was like the first thing that was like kind of crazy, is, you know, we just had that interaction and now we met. There's only 4 creators from Canada that were brought out. So very, very small, like tight knit group. It was really, really nice. But after I went home for my graduation in June, that's when I, you know, was starting to plan to go back to Vienna, because I was going back for the entire summer. And my mom, my grandma decided to actually come back with me to take this trip, you know, visit Vienna, because my grandma hadn't been back to Europe in like, I want to say like 17 years, like something that, like, she hadn't been back to Europe, Romania, all of that in very long. And since I've been living in Vienna, I was like talking with my mom. We both thought it would be so nice for her to be able to come to Vienna, see where I'm living, see the city. Like, it's such a beautiful city that we felt like it was needed for her to come and see it all. So we planned for them to come back with me just so it'd be easier, like fly back with me and stay with me for a couple weeks. And when we were booking the flights, we had to end up booking two different flights. So I flew same day, around the same time, but on a different flight. So I actually landed in Vienna like a whole 2 hours before them. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this with like traveling from North America to Europe, but for me, the jet lag hits me so hard when I travel from North America to Europe, but not on the way back. Like when I travel from Europe to North America, I go to bed and I'm completely fine the next day. But when I go to Europe, it like takes the life out of me. Like I actually get off that flight feeling miserable, especially if I have my long flight, like my 8 hour flight, and then my connection to Vienna, I'm like literally dead by the end of it. So when I landed in Vienna, I was really fighting to stay awake, and I wanted to wait for them in the airport so we could all just like head back to my apartment together, obviously. And it was only like 2 hours, so I like grabbed a coffee, did some work, and then I'm like, I'm falling asleep. Let me go entertain myself. Where best other place to entertain myself than the drugstore and do some makeup shopping? Am I right? So I went to Bippa, which Bippa's like, you know, kind of like your Ulta type of situation, but a bit smaller, more on like the drugstore side. I went into there. I'm like browsing around, literally just killing time at this point, like just trying to stay awake. And that's when I came across the L'Oreal aisle and I saw the skinning product, which I was like, oh, this seems new. And the advertisement like really caught my eye because it literally said like semi-permanent makeup, no transfer, long wear, like all this stuff like feels like skin. And I was like, oh, okay, L'Oreal, like what is this? So I'm looking at it and I realized this has to be new because I was just at the drugstores in Canada, like a week prior before I left back to Europe, and I hadn't seen this product yet in Canada. So immediately I pull out my camera, as I do, I start filming myself buying it because I already know I have to film a wear test on it. I mean, it's claiming semi-permanent makeup, 48-hour wear, blah, 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 like all this stuff. I'm like, we are doing a wear test. Absolutely. So I film myself buying the product. I shade matched myself as best I could in the drugstore and bought the product and then waited, you know, for my mom and grandma. They came and I literally started telling them about this product immediately. I'm like, I think I just found a product that just has launched in Europe, hasn't launched in Canada yet. So I need to get a review on this ASAP because I'm still a Canadian creator. So it's really like, this is huge for me that I can get this review up, hopefully one of the first in Canada. So a few days after we kind of settle in, get over the jet. Like I tell them before we go exploring for the day that I need to film this wear test for the skinning because something in me just told me get this video up ASAP because if it hasn't launched in Canada yet, you'll be one of the first to review. And even if it has, like get your video out because it's a brand new product and it seems like pretty interesting, especially with the claims and stuff. Like we haven't seen something like that at the drugstore really. So I film my review that morning. You know, do the full like application. And when I do my TikTok reviews, you guys know I walk you through not only the application, but the different lighting check and the full wear test. So I get dressed, I put on like this cute little white and black set for the day. Vienna, that's one thing I love about that city is you can kind of dress up as much as you want, you know? So I put that on and we go out for coffee for the day at one of my favorite cafes. And my grandma's loving this cafe. Okay. Like we finished up our drinks and our food. She's like taking pictures. There's like pink trees. She's like, let me get all these photos. It's so adorable. As we're standing there and she's taking her photos, a man starts walking towards me, but not just like walking towards me, like full on pointing directly at me. Okay, like arm fully extended, pointing at me, walking towards me from like a couple meters away. And I just look at my mom, she looks at me. We are so confused. And as he starts approaching near me, he says, You are gonna have a lot of luck. And I was like, okay, thank you. I literally said, okay, thank you, because what else do you say to that? I was so confused. I'm like, what does this guy want? You know? And he's like, you're gonna have a lot of luck. Like, I'm a face reader. I'm a face reader. You're gonna have a lot of luck. And my mom, she kind of making a joke and kind of lightening the mood up because we were so confused. She goes, of course she's gonna have a lot of luck. She's my daughter. And he got really serious at this point. He was like, no, listen, she's gonna have a lot of luck. I'm a face reader. I know. I can see she's gonna have a lot of luck, especially in the month of July. And I was just like, okay, that's like great to hear. Thank you, you know? And he's like, especially because last July was a really hard time for you. At this point, my mom kind of gave me like a look, but I said nothing because I wasn't sure if he was kind of putting information out there to like bait me in a way for me to say like yes or no, because obviously a lot of people could have a hard time last year or whatever, right? So it was pretty like a broad statement. So I just didn't say anything. And he was like, keep in mind, July 23rd, a lot of luck is coming, blah, blah, it keeps going on. And then he asked to read my palm, to which I said no, just because I do really believe in this stuff, guys. And, you know, everyone can have their own opinion. I do really believe in this stuff to the extent that I want to protect myself from that kind of energy. And, you know, no, like if you want to get your palm read, whatever, go for it. But for me, I would almost rather not know. And he already gave me this information of like, you're going to be lucky and the date and all of that, that I'm like, that's just enough for me to know. Like, I don't really want to know anymore. Obviously, the curiosity kind of kicks in, but we've all heard like curiosity bites the cat or whatever that reference is. So I was like, okay, you know what? I am not going to get my palm read in this scenario. Then he's like, you know what? Let me build up your trust more in me. He writes down a number on a piece of paper and then tells me three numbers verbally. I can't remember all three numbers, but he did say the number seven, and seven is my favorite number. It's my lucky number. And I've always worn, like, whenever I played sports in high school and stuff, I always chose number seven as my number. And in this moment, he like, I said number seven, and he opened the paper, and lo and behold, number seven was written on. I was like, oh my gosh, so cool. But again, like, how many magicians have we seen do stuff? Like, I just wasn't giving into it fully. I fully was trying to believe, like, the face reading and the July 23rd and stuff, because I do believe in that kind of stuff. But he was really pushing to get my palm read, and I was like, no, thank you. He's like, 50 euros, 40 euros, trying to negotiate. I'm like, no, sir, I believe you, trust me. But if I'm going to have luck, and if what you're saying is true, that luck will happen regardless if you read my palm or not. And honestly, I don't want to know any more information. He's like, okay, I understand. And he leaves. And when I'm telling you, he leaves, he walks away and just kind of disappeared. And that day was, it was a Thursday, but it was a public holiday. So the streets were like very empty. If you don't know, in Vienna, Vienna's in Austria, it's a Catholic country. And a lot of times when there's public holidays like that, everything is closed, stores, everything like that. So a lot of people are just in their houses, they're not out on the street. So there weren't very many people around that day. So he just like kind of disappears. My mom instantly looks at me, she's like, that was so weird. I'm like, right? Like, that was kind of crazy. My grandma's like, what happened? What happened? Because we translated it all to her. She couldn't believe it either. We were all kind of weirded out by it, just like weird energy around us. And as we're walking away, my mom looks at me and says, so crazy that he mentioned that July last year was a hard time for you. I'm like, right? Like, that was kind of crazy, because obviously very broad general statement, but July last year, like specifically July last year, was a very, very hard time for me personally. And I don't want to get into like details and stuff, just because I kind of like to keep my personal life, like, you know, kind of detached from my work and stuff. But I still want to share with you guys the story, because it really wraps it all together. And he mentioned, you know, like, last year was a really hard time for you. Last July was a really just tough time on you, like emotionally and heartbreak and this and that. And I was like, what the heck? Like, yeah, it was, but I didn't tell him that. But me and my mom discussed it after, and she's like, that was crazy that he said that. So in my head, I'm like, okay, well, July 23rd, he mentioned that as something I think that I should be looking forward to, but I just wonder what happened July 23rd last year. So I pull out my phone, immediately go to the camera roll, duh, because that's where I get all my information and date verification. And lo and behold, out of all days, July 23rd was a very pivotal day for me, where it was like the end of one chapter, but also that was really difficult and difficult to, like, you know, end that off, but then in a way, the beginning of a new chapter. And I couldn't believe it. Like, I have a video of myself in my camera roll crying on July 23rd. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is crazy. What do you mean the exact day this man mentioned, July 23rd, out of all days? Yeah, like a lot of my July was hard last year, but that specific day, like that pivotal day, was, I just couldn't believe it. So we're instantly like, oh my gosh, what the heck? This is crazy. And I was talking to one of my friends about this whole experience, and she's like, well, now you're gonna be looking out for something on July 23rd. And this man specifically told me, like, you have this luck, don't tell anyone about it. And I remember just being like, okay, I'm gonna try to not look out for anything in July, because who knows? Like, I kind of honestly made the connection with July last year, and then I'm like, okay, that's good enough for me. Like, I'm going to just keep moving forward and we'll see what happens. So a few weeks go by. Oh, backtrack a little bit. I ended up posting my Skin Ink review. Remember, because I was wearing the Skin Ink that day when this man came up to me doing the full wear test. I was wearing it that day. So I ended up doing the full wear test and posting it. I'm not sure if I posted it that exact day or the following morning, but either way, like, within 12 hours of meeting this man, I posted my skin ink review because I got it edited right away. And I'm like, I need to get this up ASAP because it's a new product and I have to have like that urgency. Whereas like my other pre-recorded content can maybe wait a few days. So I post my skin ink review. Immediately it starts gaining like a ton of traction. And mostly because people were really intrigued by the product and the claims. Like obviously claiming a product's like semi-permanent makeup and stuff, like that really drew a lot of people in. And me as well. That's why I ended up buying it. But secondly, I mentioned that I bought it in Europe and how I've only seen it hit the European market before Canada first. And people, you know, people of the internet, how people online are, they started getting so upset about the fact that I mentioned Europe as a whole instead of like a specific country. But I even mentioned that I'm living in Vienna, Austria at the time. And with how the internet works, a lot of people don't really watch the video. Like they watch it, but they're not hearing everything I say. And they just like comment these things that I literally addressed in the video. So people start commenting like, oh, she's clearly American. Who no one who's actually European would say Europe as a whole. They'd say the country, blah, blah. People are going back and forth in the comments. People are then coming to my defense being like, she's literally European because I'm Romanian. She literally lives in Europe right now. She's living in Vienna. She said that in the video. So people are going back and forth. And if you know anything about social media, any video that causes some positive and negative feedback will like automatically gain more traction. And within just a few days, the video blew up to like 2.5 million views, which is great. I did a follow-up wear test like on a boat day, you know, really testing out the product, giving my true honest review. And a few weeks go by, I get an email. Mind you, during this time, I was booking a lot more work than I was like a couple weeks ago. And in my head, I'm like, maybe this is my luck of July. Like, it's like more work related, you know, finance related, whatever. Like, you know, I'm kind of in this groove. But a few weeks go by and I get an email from L'Oreal Paris. And they say, we loved your organic post, Lavinia. We'd want to bring you out to Miami for the Skin Ink event. I was like, oh my gosh, what an insane opportunity. This is huge. And usually, whenever something like this happens, the first person I call or the first person I tell is my mom because she's always like has my back and, you know, in my core. I like to keep things pretty secret among like everyone else until I know something is like for sure happening. But in this moment, I didn't even tell my mom because I just felt like this is not actually gonna happen. And the reason being is because as a Canadian creator, a lot of times Canadian brands can't really do anything with you, like any work with you outside of Canada. And because I'm living abroad in Vienna, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're not gonna be able to fly me out from Vienna. So I literally respond to the email being like, thank you so incredibly much for all the love on the video. Thank you for thinking of me for this opportunity. But unfortunately, I am in Vienna right now living abroad, so I don't know like if this would work. They respond back saying it's no problem if I'm free those days, you know, they can definitely bring me from Vienna. And I was like, wow, this means so much to me. But I was still like on the fence, you know, not on the fence of me going. Like I obviously want to go, obviously, but I was scared that it would not work out in some way. So I was really keeping it on the DL, going back and forth with L'Oreal, making sure everything was, you know, worked out. And then once they officially sent over the contract, that's when I told my mom. And as I'm like rereading this contract, I'm telling her about the trip. I'm like, yep, it's from July 22nd to July 24th. And I'm looking at the itinerary and it all hits me. July 22nd was the travel day. Because, okay, so let me break down how brand trips like this usually work. Usually they're 48 hours, two nights to account for the travel, and then the one day is like the big event. So the trip was from July 22nd to July 24th, meaning July 22nd, I'd be flying in from Vienna, staying the night, waking up the next morning, having the full day in Miami with the Skin Ink event in the evening, and then flying out the next day on the 24th. And if you haven't put it all together yet, the Skin Ink event was on July 23rd, which was yesterday, now that we're, you know, in present time. And when I actually re-looked at the dates like this, I couldn't believe it because even when I initially got the email with the dates, I didn't even clue in to the fact that it was over the exact dates that this man had mentioned to me of July 23rd. I just was like, oh, something cool is happening in July. How amazing. And I didn't even clue into like the whole luck part yet either. So when I re-looked at the dates and saw that it was the exact date of July 23rd, my mind was blown and I got so emotional because I'm like, what the heck? Like out of all days, it's on July 23rd. Literally that exact day that he mentioned. And not only that, what started to click in my mind even more was the fact that I was literally wearing Skin Ink the day this man came up to me. I did my full wear test, testing out the product, wearing it on my face the day he came up to me. I posted my review within like 12 hours of meeting him. And now this trip for this exact product is happening on the date he told me. Like, how? Tell me you've heard a crazier story, please, because this literally, I can't even believe this is my story. And I can't even believe this actually happened to me, truthfully, because even if I got like some other trip or brand trip on July 23rd, that would have been crazy, right? But the fact that it was foreskinning the exact product I was wearing that day and the exact product that I was like, oh, I should post this today, actually. You know, I just had that gut feeling that I should post it now. I just couldn't believe it. You know, like it could have been any other brand, any other product, any other date, but of course it's July 23rd. And to me, I don't believe really in luck. I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I was telling someone about this and they're like, well, would the guy have known that you were wearing skinning? Maybe he was from L'Oreal. I'm like, how would he have known that I was wearing skinning? Skinning hadn't even launched in Canada yet. You know, like this was literally just a random man who was a face reader. I do believe him in that. And he literally predicted my future without saying too much either. He told me this one date, and I'm happy that I didn't give in to know any more information because I just think this story wrapped up so incredibly beautifully in the end. And now that you guys know the full story, let me get into a little bit of like, now that I'm here, how everything's been feeling. So once the flights were booked, that's when it really hit me, like, wow, I'm going to Miami. I've always wanted to go to Miami. It's been one of those like dream destinations for me. And coming here for work, like I'm literally looking outside my window. I could literally cry right now. I'm looking outside my window. I see the ocean and the palm trees, and I'm sitting in this room and I just can't even believe that this is the life I get to live. All because I pressed record, all because I took a chance on myself 10 years ago and never stopped giving up on myself in posting content every day, staying consistent, and just speaking from the heart on the things that I'm passionate about in beauty, you know, real skin in beauty, authenticity, all of that. Like, because I trusted that and to see that brands see that and appreciate that. A brand like L'Oreal that I've literally bought in and saved up money to buy ever since I was a little kid. And I've talked about this before, but you know, now that I'm a full-time creator, there's obviously so many products that I get and I try and I use from like high-end brands. And it's so exciting to do that. But for some reason, the drugstore brands hit my heart a little bit closer to home because those were the brands that I was buying when I was younger. Those are the brands that I was saving up my money to go purchase and review and try to find the best of the products at the drugstore because I really felt like you can get really good quality makeup at the drugstore. You just have to like dig for it a little bit. And especially now over the years, like drugstore makeup has really stepped up the game, but L'Oreal has always been one of those brands for me that felt so luxurious and that I always loved and reviewed. Like I literally have a foundation review of the Lumi like original foundation on my YouTube channel from 10 years ago, bought with like my birthday money or my mom bought it for me or something. And I filmed a full dedicated video on it because I was just so excited about makeup and I loved it so much. So to be sitting here, like I can't even wrap my mind around it all. So basically, once I signed the contract, then I kind of like, you know, ended up telling people. I told my brother, and funny enough, he's actually in Vienna right now. He is visiting me in Vienna, and I left for 3 days for Miami. So I was like, I'm going to Miami. And obviously, he was so excited for me, but he was like, hey, are you just going on like a random trip? Or like, why are you leaving me? I'm like, no, it's for work, bro. You're good. So he's enjoying his time in Vienna right now. And it's crazy because it's like such a long travel day to get here because I did a connection through Paris. So I ended up being in Miami almost as long as my travel was, but I'm so grateful. And thank God, I don't really feel jet lag coming to North America because I got here, we went for dinner, I went to bed and I felt great the next morning. Woke up at like 7 a.m., literally so awake. I think it was the adrenaline too, because I'm feeling it a bit more today. I went to the gym, had a nice breakfast, did a bunch of work, editing, all of that. Got ready for the day. We had like an amazing pool day yesterday. Sat out at the pool all day. I got a little burnt on my back, a little sun-kissed, but it's okay, not too bad. And got to hang out with the other creators, the PR girl from L'Oreal, Sandrine, which she's amazing. Love her so much. And yeah, just got to have a really amazing day at the pool, just super chill vibes. Got a bunch of work done and then got ready for the big event, which was the Skinning launch. And this is one of the coolest events I've ever been to. It was absolutely amazing. They had this amazing photo station where they took these really cool photos of us. I'll post those over on my Instagram if you guys want to see those. They had a shade matching section, which I actually got shade matched to shade 20, which was the exact one I picked up in store. So I'm like, perfect. I made the perfect, you know, I the perfect shade right off the rack. And then they even had like a full food bar. They had a synchronized swimming routine where all the swimmers were wearing Skinning and showing that the makeup really doesn't budge even when you're in the water doing this full dance routine. So that was super cool. After we got shade matched, they did provide us our shade in the Skin Ink. I'm noticing now they gave me the wrong shade. That's okay though. I literally have so many of these lying around now. And then the infallible mist, which I tried out for the first time on this trip. And then look how cute this is if you're watching the video version. A little L'Oreal Baggy. It's literally the tiniest little Baggy I've ever seen. I feel like you can clip this onto a different bag or just have like your little product essentials in here. But this is absolutely adorable. Such a nice memory. And the event was just so wholesome. I had such a fun time, like with all the other creators, especially the Canadian creators. We literally were dying laughing the whole time as if we like had known each other for so long. So that was really wholesome and sweet. And I just felt so incredibly blessed. And kind of like my hey mom, I made it moment in a way, because I've gone on brand trips before and stuff, but this one just felt so special with the connection of this whole story. And I sent my mom all the pictures and everything, and she's like, "You look so happy, and I'm so happy you're happy, you know?" So this was such an incredible experience. I'm flying back today. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. This keeps happening. I've looked out my window twice now, and there's been a bird that just perks up on my balcony. And right when I look at it, it flies away in the same direction. What is that? I don't know. I'm way too in tune with like the signs of my life right now. You know, I'm like looking for everything, but it was such a cool event. I wish I could have stayed in Miami longer because like just explore the city and stuff, but hopefully one day I can like come back and like vacation here and stuff or just like travel around. This just gave me like a taste of Miami for now. But yeah, the fact that I've gotten to document all of this and grow with you guys in this journey, like some of you have been with me for like 10 years on my YouTube journey and still follow and support me to this day, which is insane. And you know, my family has been so incredibly supportive of me all these years and like believing in me. And even for me, like it's not that I ever doubted myself, but now having these opportunities, it's like, wow, like I really was able to get here just based off passion and drive and not giving up and not letting the hate comments get to me or not letting the embarrassment or judgment get to me, because I just love makeup and creating and, you know, documenting so much. So really, to end this all off, I just want to say, if there is a dream that you have out there, it's never too big. But also, you know, some things in life that we could not even imagine could happen do happen. And for me, when I started creating and started posting content, it was never with the intention of like, I'm gonna do all this to get X, Y, and Z out of it. It was out of pure passion and love for creating and beauty products and all of that. And I think that's the cool part about life is when you pour into the things you love and the things that your soul just like, you know, blossoms off of, more beautiful things come with it. And I'm just really grateful. I'm really grateful for this opportunity and everything that led me to here. I had so much fun at the event last night. And just what a cool story. Like I can't believe I have this story now that with this face reader and this whole trip that I get to share and share with all of you guys, share with, you know, my family and my friends. And I shared it with the L'Oreal team too and the creators here, and they were all like jaw on the ground, like what? This is so crazy how this all happened. So yeah, the event, I had an amazing time. This trip felt really, really special. Today I'm feeling the jet lag a little bit more, but I think I'm just tired from yesterday. I got a matcha to kind of revive me, and then now I'm gonna go get some breakfast. I have a bit of a later checkout. My flight's not for a couple hours, and I do have to pack, and then I fly back to Vienna. I have a long travel day. I do like 9 hours to Paris, and then 2 hours from Paris to Vienna. I have a layover in there as well, so it'll be a long day. But I'm like, you know what? I'll sleep when I'm home. I'll sleep when I'm in Vienna. At least I'm going back to Europe where the jet lag hits me, and then I'll just get to rest and stuff. But wow, I really wanted to share that with you guys and, you know, just have the full podcast on it and everything. And just this is literally a reminder to listen to your gut, listen to your intuition, and like really follow your dreams, because they do come true. And I think this is so important to always remember that every opportunity that is for you will be for you. And to not compare yourself to anyone, because those opportunities are for them. And there's enough in this world, there's enough that, you know, for me, I believe like God has a plan for all of us, and there's enough out there that we can all dream big. And, you know, just because it's not now doesn't mean it can't be later. Like I had days when I was posting on YouTube for 5, 6 years straight consistently, and I had so many days where I'm like, I should just quit because this is going nowhere. My views are like literally, I'm getting like 100 views a video. So if I'd given up then, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So it's like when I have moments of self-doubt, even now, I have to remind myself and bring myself back to the space of where I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and keep pushing through and realizing why I'm doing this for the passion and love of creating and beauty and breaking down the walls of beauty standards and sharing my message and all of that. And things come together. Things all come together in the end. And if I could tell Lavi last year that she would be sitting in Miami with one of her favorite brands, her mind would be blown because last July just looked really different. Oh my God. And I feel like now I have so many days where I'm like, where am I going in life? What am I doing? And I have to remind myself, like, day by day, I'm sitting in answered prayers. I'm literally sitting in answered prayers, and you have to just be so grateful for every day. And I'm telling this to you guys, but also telling myself that, because we have so many days where we wake up and we're just thinking about the next thing, thinking about the next thing. And yeah, I just look back and I cannot believe that this is where I'm sitting a year later. But anyways, I'm gonna go. I rambled on quite a bit to you guys about this story. Let me know what you think of it all. I'm really curious about your thoughts on how it all came together, the whole face reader story, and the trip as a whole. I did vlog the entire trip over on my YouTube channel, on my main channel, at Lavinia Rosanda. Posted all the content on TikTok and Instagram as well if you want to go check that out. But I love you guys. Here's to season three of Loud Talk with Lavi and many more episodes to come. We have so many guest episodes. I have amazing guests, guys, this season. Like, we took it up a notch, and I think you guys are really gonna enjoy it. I hope you do. And hope you tune in every single Monday. We're changing the day to Monday because I just feel like it fits a bit better with people's schedules, and when people typically listen to podcasts based on your guys' feedback. So every single Monday on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and every streaming service at 7 a.m. MST. But love you guys. Remember, tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Continue breaking down those beauty standards one flaw at a time. Create your own progress over perfection. And remember that you have the power to create your most confident self. So I love you, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye.